Not yet. I didn't give you the... Welcome to Hammer Down!
Thought you were going to yell.
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tom Dick.
Yeah, baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian. Today she's a bearded wonder. What? Sweetheart.
Thank you, sir.
Does that say 1371
Boulevard?
Oh, where's that at?
LA.
Okay.
Because that's where they're the most lovesick.
Yeah.
Where it's from.
Hell yeah.
That's where it was created.
Bruce, what are we doing? How are we doing?
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
It's fucking the light in here.
Thursday.
Hold on, don't try to fuck
with it. Yeah, you guys are yellow.
But the audio iris on the camera is good. Oh, it's just going to get worse. I knew
stop,
it was...
stop. Don't touch it.
All right, we're good. We're good there. Don't touch it.
Don't.
I think I fixed it.
I don't think I did.
The auto iris is fine. Right, Bruce?
Yeah, we look fine.
I don't think we do.
We look a little yellow. No,
our shot kind of.
Hold on.
No, Gump's
make sure you only touch
and,
a
I'm not
going
Gump's
top
shirt
one.
Oh, and hat definitely throwing off the camera from yesterday.
This turns it off.
Dude. No. Don't touch the lights. Don't touch the lights. Gumpy, actually, don't touch the lights. Be fucking serious. Don't touch the lights. I'm messing with the camera.
Well, I could
don't touch the lights.
No, don't, because that's going to fuck up Tony's camera. Don't. It's only this camera. Stop.
How could you have touched the light? What are you doing?
This is a real show that we do every day.
I literally could have just fucking pressed one button and the
yeah, I know. And look, now it's the exact same as Tony's camera.
It's not.
It is. If you want to look,
I look like
back,
I'm
look at the brick.
Fucking sitting on the sun, dude.
No, if you want to come back, look at the brick, it's now it's the same.
My face is a fucking tomato.
Otter, how are we?
We have no F's in the chat yet.
Well, we're not going to have them, okay? Because we reset the audio before we started the show.
Yeah, I reset the audio before I start every show, Tony.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. You know, sometimes there's bugs and there's ghosts in the system, as they say. Bugs in the system.
Yeah.
Trying to stop us.
I mean, I didn't invent the computer. I don't know how to do this shit.
No way. Tonight. Thursday night. Professional football. Thursday night. College football. Is this Picks Thursday?
No.
No.
Tony.
We will be here tomorrow for Picks Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A traditional feel good Picks Friday where we will break down all the picks for the weekend. So, what do we have to do tonight? What do we have to do for today's show? Pretty much Thursday night football.
That's about it. There's some ball. We have a few ball picks.
Oh, they're still balling?
Yeah. Inter Miami went down last night.
No Messi?
No, I'm pretty concerned about.
Yeah, I thought it was just muscle fatigue. What are we talking about
I think
here?
It's an old injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Alba didn't play either.
What the fuck's funny?
It looks like Gumpy's doing the show underneath a tree, underneath the shade of a tree.
I look like I'm on the moon.
Press the button. Press the light.
Which one?
The second one down.
All right, now it's...
No. Second one from the top. From the top. No. Yeah, that one.
All right.
Try that one. No, okay, so that's going the wrong way. Oh, that looks better. Hit that one again.
No, don't hit it again. It looks fucking great.
Oh, keep going.
God damn it.
Just roll it.
There.
Great, now Tony looks bad. Now I have to adjust Tony's fucking
camera. Now we're very...
Sweet.
We went the wrong way.
Dude, no. It's usually lit up to the top.
What the fuck?
Why is it not just lit up to the top?
You wanted to fuck with it. You just started to fuck with it.
Man, relax.
Relax, dude. Jeez.
All right, Gobby, let's welcome to the show. Is his mic on? No, it's not.
In here today.
Is it?
It's on.
I was literally asking a question, Mitt.
I know. I was trying to explain it to you, and then you started clicking the fucking buttons.
Will you do the lights again? Because this is bad.
I mean, I don't.
What's going on?
Am I allowed to touch?
Are we sure Connor's mic is on?
Yeah,
it's on. The opposite of what you just did.
It's not on. Or is it unplugged?
So I'm checking right now.
Connor, talk to the mic.
Is it not working?
It's not. I can't hear anything. Can you, Bruce?
I can hear.
Yeah, I'm getting something out of it.
I think I got it there.
Yeah, I think he did, but we'll figure it out after the show. No. He's talking about the lights. The whole.
No, that's.
Just use that one.
The whole shit show situation. Dude. It's unbelievable. I mean,
no, sit it's down. On.
Just you gotta sit down because you're not on camera.
It's on.
Just sit down. God fucking damn it.
Does it work?
Yeah, now we're good.
How are you doing? There's a debacle going on.
I mean, a serious lighting situation. Look at the lighting. You see this thing?
Yeah.
Usually lit up to the top.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So for today, whatever.
Put it down and put it back up.
Yeah, but no matter how many times you press it, it stays at the two.
I'll fix it after. Like
if I press the fourth one, it still
stays. It's a real tricky situation we got to deal with over there. That's a bad. It's a tough light, to be honest with you. It's like you're like your own spaceship.
Oh, jeez, my bad.
You got cans right there. If you want.
Jesus Christ. There's phenomenal. There's F's in the chat right now.
God fucking damn it.
All right, Mitt, relax.
What do F's mean? That mic doesn't work, Foxy.
No, it does.
Telling about these lights. And now the audio didn't work there. The audio's not working now.
That mic's on, talking.
If the audio doesn't work in fucking 5 minutes.
Testing.
Yeah, it's
one,
not.
Two. Testing.
No. That one's working.
That is?
Yeah. One, two.
Yeah, that's working.
No, it's Jack, not.
It's up all the way.
I can hear it.
I know, but something's wrong with it.
Two, three, four.
Yeah, the gain is probably all the way down.
No, it's all. That's what I'm saying. It's all the way up, and it's all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Can the chat let us know if it's back or not?
Yeah,
we're back. We're back.
F's? No, I'm getting F's and A's. It's like, what the fuck?
No, we're good now.
All right, we're good?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. I can't hear him at all, but I mean. I
hear myself too well. Now I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? All right. I'm just going to rattle off some of these. If you hear them, then you hear them. If not, you don't. Tomorrow will be the football gods pick of the week.
Thank you. We need that.
That will not be today. Today, you know, I said it at the end of Pat's show, I love Luke Musgrave. I think Musgrave is due. He should have had one last week. Threw it a little behind him, and then he, you know, caught it. He was wide open, stumbled a little bit. Should have got it in the end zone. They owe him. Ty has also weighed in on a few things. The gain is being changed for my own mic, so it's getting louder and lower in my ear. Sorry.
Nice job, Bruce.
Everyone's gain now. I just turned my headset down.
This is quality craftsmanship.
This is one of the greatest Hammer Down shows
by far
of all time. But aside from Musgrave, and Ty had some good insight as well on the Packers, just in case he doesn't come in here, he likes, now granted this is a long shot, but he thinks Tucker Kraft has a pretty good chance again, and he's plus 2,200 to score a touchdown. Because of that, I also took Brock Wright to score a touchdown, backup tight end for the Packers. But officially here, the ones that I'm going to say, hey, you should also bet this. Romeo Doubs is
very live.
He is plus 110 to catch four passes. I mean, he's Jordan Love's red zone target, at least the first 3 weeks. You know, granted, maybe he doesn't get the ball for a while, but the Lions don't have any world beaters at corner.
Okay.
And the strength of their defense is their front seven. So if, you know, without a left tackle, without a left guard, you probably need to get some, you know, wide receiver screens in the game. You got to get some quick throws, get Love into some rhythm. So I like that at plus 110 for Romeo Doubs. I like Musgrave, both of those official. Now, as far as the Lions go for a touchdown, I'd love to go back to the David Montgomery well, but that'd be boring. So I'm not going to do that. Okay, I think that's stupid. I will say Josh Reynolds has quietly become the number two wide receiver for the Lions. Marvin Jones came in, and it was a big thing. But I like Josh Reynolds to score. I believe he is plus 290. It might be 310 on some places. But those three I like a lot. I think that one works now.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
There you go, Fox.
Doubs over catches. Musgrave, Tud. Josh Reynolds, Tud.
Love those.
Defensive touchdown tonight.
Ooh. Oh, really?
For who?
Either side.
Foxy, what do we like?
All right, boys, back to the well. Haven't been on the show yet this year.
No, you're not.
Season-wise.
Welcome.
Remember what we did last year.
Thank you, Connor.
Any team that's playing the Lions, their quarterback is going to hit the over on the rushing. Week one, Patrick Mahomes, 45 rush yards. I'm pretty sure that was the over.
Oh, was it?
Guess that it was. Week two, Geno Smith, 20 rush yards.
That's and over.
I think it was over, right?
That's definitely over.
Now, Ritter last week didn't hit, but that's okay. This week, back to the well, Jordan Love, only 18 rush yards over under. Ooh. Take the over.
Okay.
That's the
hit. I love that.
Yes.
I love that too. He had that scamper to basically win the game.
How do you feel about tonight?
Probably too good, to be honest. I think it's gonna be really close though. I'm in my head during the show, we've been talking about it all day. 31-28 Lions.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
All right, correct score.
Thank you, Foxy.
Betting that.
Thank you, Connor.
Hammer down, boys.
Well done, hammer down.
Good luck with the audio and stuff.
I mean, it's all, it's everything. So it's like, falling apart.
Looks like it really came together.
Hammer down. Hammer down.
Tonight, I will be going with the Lions. I'll lay the two.
Packers plus 2.5.
Whoa.
Yep.
I too am on the Packers plus the 2. You know, I think that Jones back can't be overstated. I am surprised that David Montgomery's back. I actually thought that this line might flip and we might close Packers as a favorite. So that kind of freaks me out, but you know, all in on the Packers to extend their home underdog win streak. You know, I love those.
Okay. Mitt, who are you on tonight?
I'm on the Lions.
You're on the Lions?
Yeah, money line, minus 135.
Okay. Maybe I should just go money line.
Probably.
Yeah. Why? Well, I mean,
no. You're the one that always tell. I used to be.
Yeah, that was when it's 1, 1.5. 2's and I'm confident. Well, I guess you're always confident too, and you make your picks. Yeah, I'll go Lions money line. I'll go Lions money line.
Huh?
Yeah.
2v2.
Yeah, it is 2v2, isn't it?
See you out there. See you out there.
I just, you know, fucking Lions are on a roll against the North.
They are.
I think Aaron Jones, man, he's such a difference for that team.
Yeah, but is he back? I know he's back.
Yeah, yeah, that is a good question. How much
will he was sprinting play? Last week on the field.
I actually actually like the weapons, the collective weapons, better for the Packers.
Yeah, because you think like you can probably take Amon-Ra St. Brown out of the game a little bit and make them depend on Laporta, and you know, hopefully he's not wide open down the middle of the field.
Also, think Watson is a.
Oh yeah, he's a. He's
very
a,
big. He's a threat for that offense.
Yeah, he's a threat.
He's but a dog. Also, a bit of a dog. That was
Jalen Reed's
missing dog. Half their O line.
Jalen Reed is a bit of a dog.
He has been great.
Yeah, but they've never had Bakhtiari, so it's like what's
Jenkins is always in though.
Yeah, true.
Allen Jenkins. Yeah.
Jenkins is a dog.
Yeah, that's tough. But yeah, I actually when I was looking up Thursday night, home field doesn't matter. 23-25 home team on Thursday.
This is
night.
The North, all right. It matters.
Okay.
Maybe. Not giving him a point for Lambeau here.
Lambeau, dude.
Yeah, Lambeau for sure gets two. Lambeau gets 2 points.
You think so? I think it pretty clearly is 1.5.
the standard deviation for home field in the NFL is 2.1. So I'm thinking Lambeau's getting that full too.
I probably think it starts September. We're looking at like a 1.8, and then it creeps up to like a 3, and you average it out to that.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm good with that. Yeah, because if this is Goff and he needed
a table for two
next to heater,
which
yeah.
It turns out it seems like he might not need.
Yes, I tend to agree with you on that one.
I don't know.
He does. Let's not give up on that just yet.
So, Boxy gave the general Jordan Love over rushing yards. I'm on the Lions. Mitt's on the Lions. Gumpy's on the Pack. Bruce's on the Pack. To be honest, I didn't listen or hear a thing that Connor said because the lights and audio thing was going on.
Yeah, me either.
I assume he had some.
I was trying to listen too, and I just.
The backup tight ends to score touchdowns.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do like, I think it's fair to be bullish on Laporta having a huge game tonight in the prop market.
I think Romeo Doubs over 4 receptions too.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Is it 4 over 4 or has he 4
had,
plus?
He had 4 plus.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Anything in college ball tonight? I got one.
I got 2.
I'm going to. Lay it with the old Rich Rod fighting Rich Rods.
Yeah.
Jacksonville State minus the 6.5.
Yes, sir.
They're playing Sam Houston State, who, fun fact, Jacksonville State and Sam Houston State are the two teams that came up from FCS this year. So it's actually the first game this year that it's been a fair fight for Jacksonville State as far as scholarships and size and everything like that. So, and they've been really good on defense. Jacksonville State minus the 6.5 for me. I almost took the under, but I decided to go this way.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville State laying 6.5, and I'm going to take Tulsa on the money line at home against Temple.
Yep. Tulsa money line, it has a late surge in my heart for play of the year candidacy because I just learned that Temple is 0-8 in night games since 2020.
Tulsa on a Thursday just feels
2-6 at the
feels track. Right to me.
Tulsa has not been a good track. Football team either this year. I looked at the numbers on this one for these teams and I couldn't run away fast.
I don't hate the over 54.5.
But the baseline Tulsa is a couple Temples.
Tulsa over the last 5 years has been much, much better than Temple. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
That's what we're relying on.
It's a much better program
than
Temple.
100%.
Fordham beat Temple.
100% agree with you. Not going to argue that. Okay.
It's kind of an awesome yin yang where you're super bright and then we're in the dock.
I'm going to get that fixed here after the show.
Yeah, it was right.
No, it wasn't.
Sure, buddy. You got it. I'm wrong. I apologize.
Any ball?
I got the Dodgers first five money line.
Oh, Dodgers any way we can get them?
And the Rangers first five plus a half at Seattle in a pretty massive game for the Mariners.
Okay.
I'm kicking my feet up, but it is safe to say that the Yankees lose tonight.
Oh, really? I thought they might be live.
Who do they have?
Jays lost two in a row. Yanks got them last night.
Yeah, not a big sweep. Sweep
spot. Yanks are playing for nothing, right?
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Yeah.
And they just wrapped up Cole Cy Young yesterday.
That's what I love about Cole is he pitches well against everybody but the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it is a shame that like he had a great year and we just stunk it up.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as Judge got hurt, you guys were kind of cooked.
It's true.
That was the end of it. Mm-hmm. You guys were in it till then.
Mm-hmm. Any footy?
Dortmund, draw no bet tomorrow at Hoffenheim, and Lens, draw no bet tomorrow at Strasbourg.
Okay. Anything else?
The Ryder Cup starts tonight.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
1 a.m.?
I was confident in the USA team just looking roster versus roster. It's like, oh, Xander Schauffele, Max Homa. Yeah. Like, they can shock some people. But then the pairings drop, and you start thinking about, like, Homa and Harmon out there on a golf course against Hovland, and I believe he's with the youngster Odberg, who has maybe the most beautiful swing in
I'm
the
so game. Sick of hearing about him.
Yeah, me too. Ooh. But he's going to be our
Ludvig Odberg.
He is like the X factor essentially in this competition. And then obviously like whoever wins the heavyweight division, Scottie Scheffler versus Jon Rahm, probably.
Oh, I tell you, I got my money on that one.
Scottie?
Yeah.
Really? So the struggling with the putter is what.
Well, that's why.
I thought he heated up with the putter.
Yeah, he's talking to the coach out there.
That's why he has the best putter on tour. As his partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
I mean, it's not scramble every day.
Right? Well, no, not till. No, are we talking about Sunday or are we talking about tomorrow tonight?
I'm just talking about the whole.
Oh, you're talking about in general.
Just over the course of the competition. If, like, you're dependent on JT and Spieth, and, you know, Spieth's been playing great, JT obviously hasn't been. They've been, you know, basically legendary as a duo in match play. They have to keep that rolling for this to be.
I was talking about, so Scheffler, Scoot, Sam Burns are plus 130 in their match versus Rahm and Hatton.
You're going Scoot and Burnsy.
Probably.
Burns had that sweet USA shaved in his head.
So the U.S. is dogs in the first two. And actually, they're dogs in three of the four matches in the first go around. The only ones they're favorites is Ricky and Morikawa versus Shane Lowry and Sepp Straka.
Yeah, which is, you know,
makes sense.
Yeah, and come on, Ricky, let's see it. Let's see it, buddy.
Let's see it.
Don't let us down.
There is top scorers.
Yep, like I think Homa and Xander are probably the best value, and then top rookie. Right.
The you always gotta, cause like you gotta like you would assume Hovland, Scotty, Rory, Rahm, they're gonna be out every day, every pairing. Like there's some guys who like obviously JT and Jordo are not in the first round, so I'm not gonna take them to be top scorers, you know? Does that make sense?
Smart.
It's not like just the other guys go tomorrow.
No.
They just run it back with
no, so like when Tiger was in the Ryder Cup, he was every single morning.
This will be done at like 11 a.m. every day.
There's a morning showdown, matchup, and then there's an afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah.
Like Tiger went out every single time because he was Tiger.
Should probably put a cap on that, no?
No. Let the big dogs eat. Yeah, hey, you ride your horses, my friend.
Let the big dog eat.
Get the best guys go.
What is the just overall odds?
I think top rookie, I enjoy Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham? I like that. I don't hate that at all.
Ryder Cup.
You're not taking Ludwig?
No. Well, I think you can do USA too.
Okay. Anything else?
Tony, I got some for you.
That's that a boy.
Tony, this is just one of my favorites. This one's off the top of my head because I haven't memorized. No matter how big or small, do your job. Bill Belichick.
I like that. That's probably your best one so far, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Fucking do your job. Okay, boys?
When I'm trying to adjust the settings on the cameras, probably shouldn't be messing with the lights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. I don't do my job, Mitt.
No, I'm saying I can't do mine.
You fucking nailed it, Mitt.
I can't
do mine. You got it.
You're just messing with the lights. I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow for Picks Friday. Good luck.
God bless.
Amber. Nah.